Let's move on and talk about shopping now in China, because around the world, designers are trying to reimagine what shopping malls are used for and what they should be looking like. The pandemic brought that into sharp focus when shops were closed for long periods of time and more of us were forced to shop online. Bricks and mortar shops were forced to close, some of them for good. Well, architects in Beijing are leading the way in what to do with redundant retail space. They've developed an old shopping centre in the heart of the city, very close to Tiananmen Square. I've been speaking to the architect, Chao Zhonglu, about why this location is so special.
I grew up in the city and I studied abroad, but I came back and it's, you know, one of the places that I played when I was a child. Okay, and my mom used to take me to this place to shopping. This is one of them. This one, of course, and has this special meaning because it's location and also its timing. Right, it happens at a time when China has shifted from its fast mega construction development massive mood to urban design stage, and so. The government and the client use it as a showcase piece to show to the people what Beijing as a city, what has it to offer.
So it was a shopping center many years ago, and it became run down, as many shopping centers around the world have done.
Exactly. Yes, it was a shopping center. And then the uniqueness of it is it underground. And the shopping center was built some 20 years ago. You know, at that time, the standard, it could be very different.
And shopping has changed a lot in 20 years.
Greatly, yes.
How did you bring that into the new shopping centre? Because, you know, retail space, we don't need as much retail space as we used to have 20 years ago. I'm assuming that's the same in China as it is in the US and the UK and Europe.
Yeah, you're right. It happens in China, but I believe it is universal, right? One of the questions people brought up is actually not only in China, but in the States and elsewhere, is, are the malls dead? So to our observation, and people are still going to shopping malls, but for a whole different set of reasons. And they don't just go there to shop goods, right, commodities. And they go there for special experience, personal betterment, and social interactions. And one particular group to watch is the young generation, or what we call Gen Z. And their behavior is certainly very different than their parents. And this group likes to go places. So to our excitement, placemaking and urban design all of a sudden just got put on a new meaning. It almost reinvented itself.
And so what does it look like now compared to 20 years ago when you used to go shopping there as a kid?
The place has been totally reconstructed, remade, in a way it's reborn. Right. It's still this combination with the retail space underneath and on top is a public square, but it's no longer is segregation. Right. So what used to be underneath and the subterranean space now got a direct exposed to the outside, to natural daylight, to natural landscape. So the public space or the urban space now is merged with the commercial space.
The center opened 12 months ago. That we were still in the kind of height of the pandemic then,
yes.
Weren't we? I know that you're on lockdowns now at the moment as well. Mm-hmm. So how do you know whether this centre is popular or not? Because maybe people can't get out to it as they would perhaps do when we aren't in lockdown.
Well, that's a good question and an interesting one. You know, the pandemic, or whatever problems and hardship it is created, is actually given us very rare opportunity and angle to observe, we just talk about, right? The transformation and the changes in social life and lifestyles. What we see here is that people are taking opportunities, any opportunities, get out together to open spaces in between the lockdowns. So it's in a way, it proves how valuable people appreciate those kinds of spaces. Placemaking now has become a big deal. It's in a new way.
You said that this square, this redevelopment of the shopping centre was to show the people that it can be done and to mm-hmm. show the people a new way, a kind of modern way. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's also to show people outside of China also what can be achieved?
I certainly hope so. And that's really one of the design objectives. We don't just want to design a Chinese shopping mall, right? The locals, when visited the project, well, they never thought something like this could happen in Beijing, in downtown Beijing, in this close distance to the city center. So really, and that's big quantity for us. And it is, being a professional, I could see this project be happening in other places, right? Because the design language is rather contemporary. Although the story that it was telling it has a Chinese context with, but the way the story was told was in international language that people could understand and appreciate it. So it's that kind of duality that's built into the design, which I think give it its unique attractive.
It really does look quite striking as well. I've seen the photographs, the aerial photographs of it. It is this very built up area. And then in the middle there's this kind of plaza that's now covered in trees.